Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Happy New Year. Happy New You. This is your host, Valerie Nelson Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. My first book, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. My second book, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. My third book, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. And if you've not gotten it yet, my new release, Unlimited Possibilities. I released it last year in October, actually. So I invite you to visit my website, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. And also, as a businesswoman, I do events, and I have an event coming up January 21st here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, featuring the Les Brown Platinum Showcase. I have speakers that have been trained and mentored by the legendary motivational speaker Les Brown himself. Stacy Grant from New York will be joining us. Candy Norris from Amarillo, Texas. Andy Henriquez from Fort Lauderdale. Gloria Ramirez from Miami, Florida. Ann McNeil from West Palm Beach. And Robert Lemon from Miami. Join us there, and you can find that information on my corporate website, which is arisebyvnp.com. That's arisebyvnp.com. And if you have any other questions or comments, feel free to give me a call at 954-724-0900, or you may email me at soultopics@gmail.com. Hot Topics from the Soul was created to be a lifeline to the community. We talk about social issues, relationships, family, finances, and so much more. And occasionally I have guests that join me, and tonight I have a special guest. And also, those of you that have been with me for over a year or so know that I have a co-host, Shirley Carter, and she'll be joining us on shows throughout the year. But tonight I have a special guest, Raven Blair Davis. Now, Raven, we go back a long time. I think when I first met you, it was just Raven Blair. Are you there, Raven?
Yeah, it was. It was Raven Blair. No, it was Raven Davis. And then I decided to honor my dad's name, Blair, who's passed away, because I was one of those daddy girls, so I decided to throw in Blair. So it was Raven Blair Davis. And, yeah, I met you. You were like the, I don't know, I want to say within the first 6 to 12 people that I interviewed on my Women Power show. So I met you when I first started out, and you gave me a lot of good tips. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Raven Blair Davis is a celebrity interviewer and award-winning talk show host. She's been on CNN and CBS, and she has interviewed several celebrities during her radio broadcast. And she's a motivational speaker, entrepreneur, and she's a celebrity that does talk about financial services as well. So, Raven, share with us about Raven Blair Davis.
Okay, sure I will. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me to come on. I appreciate that, Valerie Nelson Parker, and I want to say Happy New Year to you, my friend, and Happy New Year to all your listeners. It's a new year, 2012, and it's going to be amazing. Can you feel it?
Michael yes.
Jackson, can you feel it?
Well, I want to know, how does it feel to be on the other end of the microphone?
you know that now. It all, you feel like you're in the hot seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the time. But a little bit real quickly about me for those that are tuning in all over the world, because I know you got listeners everywhere that have not heard of Raven Blair Davis. I wasn't always a talk show host. My story started unusually from a ICU unit in the hospital while waiting for my mother to get well. At that time, I was doing telemarketing, a little part-time job, Valerie. I don't know if you remember, making about $200 a week, working about 10 hours a week. That's all I made, you know. And was living day-to-day, wasn't depressed, but kind of, you know, had given up on my dreams, so to speak. And then when I was at the hospital, watching Mom, wondering if she was going to make it, you know, some of the things she may have went through or going to go through with her being ill now, and you know, if she didn't make it or if she wasn't quite the same, could she say, okay, I lived the life I wanted to live, and before you knew it, those same thoughts were starting to, I was asking myself, you know, what if it was you? You know, could you say you lived your life to the fullest? Had you done anything great? If you were to meet your maker today, you know, and he said, what have you done for me lately? I was going to be in trouble for sure. So I knew I had to change that. There's an old saying that says, for things to change, you must change. And I listened to your good friend and someone that I look at as a huge mentor of mine, Les Brown. I was on one of his calls, and he talked about, you know, being hungry. He talked about how, you know, the graveyard is the richest place on earth, how people die with their dreams inside. And it was a wake-up call as I listened to him on the MP3 at the hospital and my other mentor, Alex Mendozian. And that's when it was put on my heart by God, you know, to do something different, to change my life, to open my dream circle again, and to reach out to other people like me and to create this magnificent show called Women Power, interview people like you that, using your words, Valerie, had gone from their pain to their power, and they've become unstoppable in their pursuit, and they were living their dreams, and they could come on and share with people like myself, you know, how we too can live our life to the fullest. And that's how my story began, right at Methodist Hospital here in Houston. That was February 2006. April 23rd, that same year, I launched my first show right from my kitchen table called Women Power. It was created and formatted at the hospital, used the hospital computers, researched, put it together myself, and stay plugged into Les Brown, Alex Mendozian, Cynthia Kersey, author of Unstoppable, and many other mentors of mine. And began this wonderful journey called Talk Show. It's been great.
Yeah, one of the things I know that individuals don't want to do is say yes to success, which is mm-hmm. our topic for the night, that a lot of people talk about next level and wanting to be in another space other than where they are, but refuse to take those steps, refuse to go forward and make it manifest. Why? Because they don't invest in themselves.
You said a big word. Do not invest in yourself. You know, there's no way around that. If you are going to say yes to success and allow yourself what you deserve, which is turning your dream into a reality, truly turning that into it, you have to invest in mentors and masters who have been there, done that, wore the T-shirt, drank out the coffee cup. They know what's right to do. They know what wrong to do, and they can make your journey faster rather than slower. And that's what it's about. Life is precious. We want to get as much done today as we can, not put off tomorrow. And, you know, you got to invest. You have to invest in books, tapes, and events. You know, I've done a lot of network marketing. I think you have too, Valerie. So,
yes,
you know,
have.
One of the things we learned early on in network marketing, the reason I think more than any product or service, that the reason I stay in network marketing is because they're just so phenomenal with the self-development. And they talk about how important books, tapes, and events, book, tapes, and events. And after a while, it just sounds like a cliche. Books, tapes, and events, book, tapes, and events. But when you really, really get into books, you really, really get into listening to CDs, DVDs, and you really get into, you know, listening to or going to events, you know, investing in those events, you know, you really do begin to see a change. You never, even though sometimes it's the same old, you say, oh, I've heard this before, there's always something that you could take away with and something that you can apply to make a difference. And that's how you learn which mentor or which master that you want to hook your wagon to, and you want to be on their teleseminars, you want to be on their shows like your show, Valerie, and read the books. And you're a great writer, and
your books. And
your CDs from, you know, The Soul of a Woman and From Pain to Power. I mean, these are things that I listened to early on. Like I said, I met you, well, I'm sure it was like within the first 6 to 8, probably didn't even hit 10 shows yet. So first of all, thank you, because you didn't know me. I hadn't even became Raven, a talk show maven, and you honored me with an interview. And they always tell people, you know, you can't interview all the fantastic, incredible, phenomenal men and women that I've interviewed on all my shows and not pick up a piece of it.
Absolutely.
So it's in my soul. You like to talk about soul. It's in my soul.
And you've had some really interesting guests on your show, Sherry Shepherd from The View, friends, wrestlers,
actually interviewed Jerry
actors.
On the red carpet. That was a real treat right there.
Wow.
So,
Lizzie Wagner, Jack Canfield. So you have really gone in and walking in your power because you said, simply because you said yes to success. Now, let me ask you this, Raven. When you started out, did you see yourself at this point you are now? Did you have a vision of yourself or it grew on the way?
It definitely grew on the way. No way. I didn't have a clue. I was asking myself, you know, first of all, I didn't even know if Mother was going to make it in the hospital. My sister, Tracy, was there with me. My son had flew in from New York, and we actually lived at the hospital, lived there day in, day out, showered and everything for 3 weeks because Mother was in ICU unit for 3 weeks. She went on later to be in the hospital for 6 months. When it got to be that, me and my sister switched out. I was there 3.5 days. She was there 3.5 days. Both of us were married at the time. Both of us are divorced now. Should I tell you something? No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, it was a lot. I had no clue that it was going to end up to be this. In fact, everyone in the family was like, okay, so you want to start a show. Is this the time? I mean, we don't even know if Mother's going to make it. I remember being in the chapel praying to God, why is this so heavy on my heart? And, you know, and then I finally realized that it wasn't for me to ask the how. It wasn't even for me to ask the why. It was placed so strongly on my heart, you know, that I just went for it. I went for it. I just said, you know, I'm going to be with Mother during the day when she sleeps. I'm going to use the hospital computers, and I'm going to Google, and I'm going to put this thing together. I stayed plugged into Alex Mendozian's course I was taking, called in from the hospital, didn't miss any teleseminar. Like I said, you know, I had Les on audio, so I listened to him, and I also had Cynthia Kersey's Unstoppable book. So I knew from those three great mentors that if it was meant to be, it was up to me. And if I could just change my mindset, and if I could just believe, as Napoleon Hill says, with the mind, and I like to say of a woman, he says of a man, I like to say of a man or woman, can conceive and believe, you can achieve it. And so the more I listened to things like that, you know, and the more I read Cynthia's stories in her Unstoppable book, you know, I began to read about people that, you know, didn't have arms, didn't have legs, you know, different people, you know, that at 60 went back to school or at 50 decided to, you know, climb the highest mountain and all that stuff. And I was like, my goodness, if these people can do this, I can certainly do it. Is the situation just right? No. But then I want to say to you, Valerie, and to your listening audience, is the situation ever right? I mean, really, is it ever right? Because once you make that decision, and it all starts with a decision, once you make that decision, do you notice that it just seems like all kind of, you know, yucky things start to happen. You know, you get a crazy call. You get somebody trying to kill your dream. You get something try to stop you. You know, they try to stop you, but you have to be strong. They say only the strong survive. That is so true. You've got to be mentally strong. And as your friend says, and nobody says it better than Les, but I try, you got to be hungry for a change. And I was hungry. So did I see it? Absolutely not. But the more I read, the more I listened to the mentors and masters that I was following at that time, the more I began to have that taste in my mouth. I began to taste it and it started tasting like chocolate cake with ice cream on top. I wanted it. I wanted it, and that's when I allowed myself to embrace all that I was feeling, to open my dream circle again and to, you know, just stop self-sabotaging myself, stop, you know, doubting, stop procrastinating, stop the fear, stop the worry, because I knew that if it was truly placed on my heart by God, and I felt that, I felt it inside and out, then it was going to happen. But it would only happen if I allowed myself to not ask how, but begin to ask, what do I need to do and where do I begin? And, you know, ask God in prayer to show me the way and embrace that I was ready to say yes to success.
That's phenomenal. Because one of the things that individuals that have entered into 2012 are doing now is I noticed that a lot of individuals are focused and say, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going somewhere, and I'm going to start making some steps until I get to my place called there.
There you go.
Not knowing
one step at a
where
time.
that place of there is going to be. They know that there's so much more, and it sounds like that's where you were. And when you were there at that hospital, you knew that where you were at that particular moment wasn't the end. It was the beginning of something new, something fresh, and you had to take some action steps to get there. And when you're under pressure, when your back is up against the wall, I say to my co-host Shirley Carter all the time, you know, I don't know what the next step is going to be, but I know I've got to do something. When my back is in the wall, I need to start making some preparations to pry myself out, because nobody's going to pull me out. I have to do that on my own. And that's what we have to do. We have to fight for our dream. We have to fight for our cause, because of the fact that we're always connected to someone. Here you are in a hospital with your mother, and God gives you a dream, and then you put a plan in place and make it manifest where I'm going to say yes to success. I can't stop right here. Regardless if life goes on or life stops, I have to make preparation for my place called there. And that's what has to be the heartbeat of so many individuals that are listening by the airways and have entered into this new dispensation. A lot of times, you know, Raven, we close the door on a new year and we turn the knob and walk through to another door symbolically. But it can't be a new year unless there's a new you. Your mind has to be transformed. Your heart has to be circumcised and trust and believe and be willing to give and be willing to serve, because that's where the breakthrough and the success comes from, is your ability and willingness to serve.
You got to be served. You got to be a servant leader. You know, you just got to give more than you expect, and not to expect it when you give, and you will receive abundantly for sure. I think it was Zig Ziglar that says, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. So a lot of times in saying yes to success, and this is why I wanted to speak about this, especially it being the new year, Valerie, is we have to get away from me. We have to get away from what we always want and why we want it, because sometimes we have to be that servant leader and we have to serve, so that the gates of abundance will open up for us, because we have to be brought to our knees. We have to understand that it's okay to think about me, but you don't want to become selfish in your journey, so selfish that you end up maybe hurting some people, you know, that you truly love, because all you can see is what you want. Or maybe you just take, and you're not giving. And I've got to tell you, I mean, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, pride myself on being, you know, very ethical, very authentic. I try to keep it real, you know. And so I'm going to say, you know, that during that time, there was a lot of selfishness about me. I had given up on my dreams, but at the same time, you know, it was like whatever Raven wanted, she wanted, and that's it. So I had to be brought to my knees. I had to be faced with reality, and one of the realities that I was faced early on watching Mom is, hey, you know, here your mother is ill, very ill. We don't know what's going to happen, and you still are complaining. You're still doing this. You're still doing that. This is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call. You know, it's time for you to take advantage of what you have. You're healthy. You know, there's no reason you should be at the age of 55 making, you know, working 20 hours a week, you know, making $200 a week. Yes, I was thankful for the job, but come on, you know. Looking at Mom, didn't know what medical expenses faced ahead, and, you know, I found out real quickly that if you have Medicare, it ain't enough. So, you know, there were medical expenses. There were things that were going to have to change. Mother's okay now, and I'm blessed for that, but, you know, there were things that we had to do, you know, pay some bills while she was in the hospital, because, again, she was in there for 6 months, and all these things. And so it was time for me, you know, to really wake up, you know, finally grow up, you know, get out of self and be serving and being with my mom, watching what the nurses did, telling the nurses, well, show me how to do it. That put me in a serving state. That took me out of that selfishness, and that was a huge wake-up call. It brought me more to the chapel because I was right there in the hospital, and it led me to this this amazing, amazing journey that I've been on. I mean, from one show at the kitchen table, womenpower-radio.com, like you said, interviewing Montel Williams, Sherry Shepherd, Lindsay Wagner, and Valerie Nelson Parker, you know, Les Brown on Careers from the Kitchen Table, and, you know, went to CNN, CBS, among other AM stations, gotten awards for my shows, and, you know, had an opportunity to interview on the red carpet, and now to have my own radio station online, which is Amazing Women of Power, with over 20 hosts, soon to be 50 hosts before March and 100 by the time we end in 2012, you know, all from an idea, a seed that God planted on my heart at the hospital. And for me not asking how, but what do I need to do, where do I need to begin, and embracing that, you know, it was my time to shine. It was my time to step up and do something that was going to bless a lot of people's lives, and didn't even know that along the way my life would be blessed and doors would, all these opportunities would come on. So saying yes to success, hey, this is 2012. This is the time to just embrace that you can do it, embrace that you deserve it, and stop procrastinating. Get away from fear. Get away from self-doubt. Get away from those naysayers that say you can't do it, because Valerie Nelson Parker and Raven Blair Davis says, yes, you can. And Barack Obama, yes, you can.
Yes,
you
can.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, even our president is a motivational speaker, inspiring
mm-hmm.
individuals to tap into their true greatness and potential. And I'm so glad
mm-hmm.
that you brought up the doubt and the fear, because I wanted you to expound on that, because people hear it, we're talking and communicating, and they're hearing the end result. But the
mm-hmm.
the in-between, we skip
ooh,
over
yeah.
the in-between
mm-hmm.
of the tears and the heartache.
Oh,
and
yeah. Do you remember me calling you a few times, Valerie? Yeah, you know what, and I am so glad you brought that up, because it's never as easy as we think. But you know what I found out, Valerie, and you probably can attest to this too. You know, once you've gone through the good, the bad, and what I call the darn right ugly, and you come out ahead, you look back and say, you know, I would not have changed any of that, because it makes us more of who we are.
Yes.
You know, it makes us very humble and very appreciative and very grateful for every blessing that we get. And I think we need to go through the stuff, you know. I think we need to fall down and skin our knees and cry and beg God to just show me the way, you know. Yeah, it was so many times like that. I mean, I remember getting halfway down the elevator when Mother was in ICU unit, and we'd be on our way to lunch, and before we get down there, they were calling back saying she's rushed to another surgery. And I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I thinking about putting a show together? I remember my sister and I, Tracy, you know, just battling it out after Mom got home, because we had to take turns and, you know, who's going to stay there and help her out. And, you know, I'd have to put it off for interviews. And, you know, now she understands. But then it was, you know, it was terrible. As I said earlier, you know, I'm divorced now. And so along my journey, as I grew and, you know, got more committed to the task at hand, you know, I put 100, probably 200% of me, I poured into this, because I realized that it wasn't just creating a show. It wasn't meant for me just to create a show, but I was to create a business. And I, you know, kind of dropped the ball in some other areas, you know. That I probably would have, you know, maybe had more of a balance. But at the time, you know, I was just full speed ahead, and I'm one of them full speed ahead gals.
You talked about the relationship. Expound on that a little bit as far as it goes to pursuing your dream, your passion.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do in a relationship?
Well, you know what? I think if a relationship is strong, you know, and it has all the right foundation, it doesn't do anything but, you know, as long as you keep your mate, be it he or she, plugged into what you're doing and the commitment it takes. One thing I know for sure, and I speak on this now with families and husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, dads, kids, is who's ever in your life, be it your children, be it your husband, your wife, or your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, you have to share your dream with them. You have to let them know that they're part of this dream, and that this is going to mean sacrifice. This is going to mean I may not be able to make it to John's basketball game as much, or I may not be able to cook dinner five times a week. It may go to three times, or I may not be able to make it to these parties or events. But here's what I'm doing, and this is why. And I think it's very important that we let them know, because if we don't let them know, they may feel like we have chosen this over them, when it's not that. It's just that we throw ourselves into what we do, and we're committed, and we, you know, haven't quite figured out that balance yet. So I do believe you should let them know. I think if you have a strong marriage, you know, it can survive it as long as you share and let them know that they're important. You know, if your marriage wasn't strong in the first place, then that could be a problem. You know, so I don't think your success has anything to do with your relationship ending. Your relationship's either in trouble prior to that, and that's just another thing. You know what I'm saying, Valerie? But I think if you have a strong, supportive mate and you share and let them know they're part of your dream, you know, it should be able to be fine. Of course, I'm no relationship expert.
You, like a lot of people said, don't listen to me.
Yeah, now if you want to talk about self development and interviewing, I'm your girl. Selling or something like that, but I definitely ain't the relationship expert.
Well, you know, and you know, unfortunately, when you're with a mate, and sometimes you start out together on the same track. And then, mm-hmm. as you know, in the scriptures, the word of God says that God takes us from glory to glory. And there are times where when he excels you to a level, that person that you're with is not willing to grow with you. You know, they use the terminology couch potato. The couch potato doesn't mean necessarily that they're sitting in front of the TV 24/7, but they can be a couch potato as it relates to their purpose and their goals, and they be a stumbling block to you and those endeavors that you have. So they kind of like, you know, want you to stay there with them at that pace, and they can't take the bright lights that comes before them, because you start shining and that causes friction in a relationship. And I've said often that, you know, whoever my mate is going to be, he's going to catch me doing what I'm doing. So it shouldn't be no surprise, no bright lights, whereas if I was in my situation where I was married for 19 years and you know, became victim of domestic violence, for those 17 of the 19 years, you know, the thing was, he saw and knew my potential, and he tried to stop what he saw. But God says, not so. She shall progress and she shall go on. So, but I had to go through those situations and that circumstances, number one, because it wasn't about me. Number two, because he had blessed me with four gifts that I was responsible for, and they needed to be shaped and molded so that they can be able to progress in their destiny and the purpose that God has for their life. And or even more so for me, so that I could fight for my dream, fight for my purpose, fight for my destiny, even though in the midst of it, I thought my purpose and my goal was to serve and be a wife to my husband. And I was comfortable doing that. However, I always had the desire of being and doing more. I saw myself speaking before thousands of people long before I knew I was a speaker. Individuals, people kept telling me I was a speaker, and I wouldn't believe it. But, you know, Les Brown always say, you know, you got to allow somebody's belief in you to keep you until your belief system kicks in. Something like
that.
Somebody's faith in you, until your faith kicks in so that you can believe that you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't see it. You know, you're like, okay, if you say so. You know, but you're not totally convinced. And yeah, I agree 100%, and I was the same way with you. You know, wasn't quite sure, but, you know, was definitely following what was put on my heart because it was there so strong. You know, going back to relationships, you know, I think you are right. You know, there some people say they want a successful mate, and then once it's there, you know, they may see maybe I didn't or not quite sure what successful is. But, you know, the good news is both of us have blossomed from those times, and, you know, the person I'm with now is just like the perfect person. In fact, I always tell people I need to send my ex-husband a thank you card. Hey, so if you listen out there, thank you. So you're right, so you're right.
Now, is your husband, you know, now in the industry?
I'm not married yet. Okay. Yeah, but, you know, I have someone in my life, and he's a business person, and so, yeah, so we match in that area. We definitely match in that area and are able to assist each other, you know, in different areas. So that's wonderful. And we were friends first, so that's wonderful too. So it's a lot of good things that has happened. And, you know, I really do want to fall back on the yes to success, because even as far as my relationship that I have now with this extremely wonderful man, is that I believe if I had not even allowed myself and embraced myself to say, you know, I'm going to say yes to success for this next relationship, because truthfully, coming out of the relationship that I had, you know, after 13 years of marriage, I was like, you know, really not even thinking relationship, not wanting it, not trusting, you know, because it wasn't the ideal situation. It was very hurtful to me. I laugh now, it was very painful to me. And, you know, I remember, you know, talking to my good friend Diana Nightingale, Earl Nightingale's widow, and Claudette Robinson that was married to Smokey Robinson, and people like that. And they were, you know, we were talking, my good friend Regina and Kim, and they would be giving me, you know, advice, you know, sisterly love advice, you know. And I remember Diana said, well, you know, have you went back to listen to your Women Power show? I'm like, that's a good idea. Who would have thunk of it? So I had an opportunity to go back and listen to all the people, including you, that I interviewed, Lisa Nichols and different stuff like that, you know, and remembered and heard how they went from their situation. So, you know, thank God for them interviews.
Thank God for the stripes on our back.
Yeah, who motivates the motivator? You know, we're all human. We are all human. We're going to go up, we're going to go down, things are going to happen in our life. But once I did go back, I listened to those interviews, and I, you know, watched The Secret all the time. And it's so true. You do have to watch what you speak. You know, what you think about, you bring about. And, you know, saying yes to success means changing the words that you normally say. Instead of saying should to, you know, instead of saying got to, you say, this is going to happen. I have to do this. You know, I choose. This is my choice. I've made this decision. So you want to watch the right words that you say. You want to focus on what it is that you desire and that you want to attract, and not so much on what it is that you're not, you feel like you're not going to get, or what's hard or what's too tough. You know, just changing those words and practice what you're saying and getting gratitude. Ooh, that's a big one, Valerie. I had to learn to really appreciate and be in gratitude, even the fact that he had left, and even any time I went through anything bad, whether I was married or after the divorce, I had to always fall on what I had. You know, going back to when Mom was in the hospital and how she looked and how worried we was, I had my health then. You know, I still could live my dream. I still was healthy enough to make it happen if I chose and made the right decision and just did it. And this is how it is in life. You know, we have generally all that we need inside us. We're gifted with that. We just have to know that and trust that we have it inside of us. And when we go through the good, when we go through the bad, when we go through that ugly, know that that's part of our journey and embrace it. Don't let it beat us up to where our self-esteem starts dwindling down. You know, don't let fear and procrastination and doubt and uncertainty pop in. I mean, it's okay to, you know, it's only human to feel it, but you got to shake it. You know, get up and do your dance. Do like me, put on your Michael Jackson hat and do your moonwalk. Did I say moonwalk in 2012? But do whatever it is that makes you feel good. Shake it off. Shake it off. Go ahead and cry. It's okay to cry, but hurry up and get it out, because you got work to do, my friend. You got to get ready to say yes to success, because it's 2012 and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing year if you allow yourself to let it be amazing for you, and you deserve it. You need to go get your dream, go claim it, because you know what? It's your dream, and only you can make it happen.
Absolutely, and I tell you, I am so excited about the unlimited possibilities that are before me, and for those that are listening by the airways, your best is yet to come. I don't care what it feels like, what it looks like. I don't care. You just stay focused and know that if you just say yes to success, yes, I'll go, yes, I'll do it, I'll make the sacrifices. And that's the thing. You got to be willing to make the sacrifices. When you have a dream or a goal that you're trying, you can't be going to bed early and not doing it. You're going to have to, you know, like you said, read and listen to inspirational, motivational tapes, people that are doing what you want to do, study them, and you're going to have to lose some sleep over it when you're trying to get to the next level. Because what, you're working, and you know time is of the essence. A visionary sees things already done, already completed. So if you're a visionary and you're building something, you want to go ahead and get it done. So, yes, it will cost you some sleep at night. It will cost you to toss and turn because you're ever thinking. Our wealth is based on our ability to think. So our mind should always be churning to get and desire and burning to get to that next level of greatness, because we were all born to be great, but we have to choose the greatness.
You got to choose it. Again, it goes back to you making the decision that you're ready for that change, as Les Brown said, you're hungry for that change, and you're willing to do the thing to have the power. You know, I think it was, was it Jerry Rice? I can't think of who the football player is. But he said, I will do today what others won't so I can live the life I dream about like others can, you know. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to maybe miss some ball games. You maybe can't go out to the barbecue this weekend with the family because you got to stay and get things done. That's why it's so important to let them know that they're a part of the dream and what your plans are so that you can, you know, be able to do the thing to have the power. Now, whatever the thing is what you need to do. What do you need to do in your business? What do you need to do in your life? Many of the listeners may not be in business. So what if they're just wanting to change their life? They want to go back to school. They want to, you know, they decide to stop working corporate and start their business. Or maybe they want to travel. Whatever it is your dream inside, if it's inside of you and it's in there deep and you have a passion for it, and you feel, you know, you've discovered what your purpose is and this is what you need to do to make it happen, just be clear of it and be clear that it's your dream. Be certain, not even just clear, but be certain that it's your dream and you're not trying to live somebody else's. Because you know, Valerie, sometimes we, you know, try to live dreams for other people and then we fail. And then we beat ourselves up. And we don't have to beat ourselves up. It's just very clear it wasn't your dream. You did it because someone said you were good at it, or you should do it. But you got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt what your dream is, what your purpose is. Because until then, you're not going to say yes to success because it's not really there. You got to feel it in your soul. This is what I want to do, and know this. You know, in 2012, you know, let this be your year that you just no holds bar. You're going for it. You are going for it. I'm sorry, get back. It's my time to shine. I'm going to, you know, find the balance I need for my family. I'm going to adjust things, but I've got to make it happen, you know. Or not I've got. I choose. I've made the decision that 2012 is going to be the year that I say yes to success, that I allow myself to embrace everything that I deserve. And I'm going for it. I'm going to turn my dream into reality, or at least I'm going to start the process. Things don't happen overnight. It was definitely no overnight success for me. What was that? February 6, 2006, and then here it is, 2012. And I would say the past couple years have been fantastic for me. But it was, like you said earlier, it was a struggle. Come on, Val, you know, you and I used to call you Valerie. You know, so, you know, it was tough. It was tough. But one thing about me, and I'm sure you agree, Valerie, there was no shame in my game for ASK asking. Because there's a thing, if you don't ASK ask, you won't GET get. And you got to let people know that you need assistance along your journey. Do not try to do it yourself. You do not have to do it alone. People like Valerie and the people I met along the way, Regina Baker and Kim Rose and Khalid Glover, just Don Wells, just so many people that I met along the way, Diana Nightingale, J.B. Hill, Napoleon Hill's grandson, all these people that I met along the way that added to my journey, every guest that I've done an interview with, Les Brown, Jack Canfield, Russell Simmons. Oh, my God, I can't believe I interviewed Russell Simmons. You know, just all these people, they were part of my journey. They gave me a shot. They gave me a shot because they could tell I wanted it. Because you know why? You know how they could tell? Because I ASK asked. And saying yes to success means you got to recognize you do not have to do it alone. You shouldn't have to do it alone. And don't be proud, too proud to beg, because sometimes you may have to. I'm just kidding.
But, you know, I like one of the things, and I thank you so much for bringing me back to this particular topic as it relates to family and those that are your loved ones. You have to share what your dream and what your vision is for yourself, because that was one of the first things I did with my children after coming out of the situation, after we were homeless and was moved into the condo. And mm-hmm. I remember the tears streaming down my face, and I said to the children, I said, I'm sorry we're in this situation, in this place right now. But I said, if you trust me to be your mother, I promise you we won't live like this again. And I shared with them things that I wanted to do. And I said, if you trust me to do these things, then we're going to be okay. And seeing that's what it takes in a relationship. That person may not want to go along with you, but because they have full knowledge of what it is that you envision for yourself, and because they love you and care about you, they'll be willing to say and trust you to be who you're going to be and not worry about the jealousy and the rage. That's what true love is. True love gives. True love does. So that's what it's really about, because I had someone that sent me a message saying, what about if the partner doesn't, you know, want to be a part of it, doesn't want to, you know, it's okay if they don't, but share with them what you envision for yourself and let them know that this is where I'm going, and I want you to go with me, but if you're not going and take that ride with me, it's okay, but I just want you to know this is what we're going to do, and it will work out. Because why? Because you will be in perfect alignment with the assignment God has for your life, and they can't go against that anointing that will be on your life because it's a part of your assignment and a part of your destiny.
And you got to let them know that it's something that you're destined to do. You don't have to do it. You're destined to do it, and you know, because of your love for them. You know, they are a part of it. The dream is not just for you. It's for to better your lives, to, you know, take your lifestyle to a next level, you know, and so that this can be, so that I can attend more games and never have to worry about it if it's your kids' games or something like that, so that we can get that new car, so that we can get the home, you know. And like you said, if it's your mate, if they're meant to be in there, they'll be there. If they're not, then that just means, you know, they were only supposed to be there for that part of the journey. And then what I've learned, and it's been hard, is you have to be grateful for the part that they play, whatever part they play. Whatever part. And I have learned that I had to do a speech for the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I guess it was probably about 4 or 5, well, maybe about 6 months after, not even, we haven't even filed for divorce yet, and they wanted me to speak on harness the anger and let the love flow. I'm like, well, I'm not sure I'm harnessing the anger yet, but okay. You know, but I had to really, really, and, you know, I had to meditate, you know, and get ready and prepare for that presentation. And I had to let a lot of stuff go. You know, I had to let a lot of stuff go, and it was, whew, it was a talk. If anybody wants to see that, you can go to ravenspeaks.com, ravenspeaks.com, and that's R-E-V-E-N, speaks.com. I think there's an audio, there's a little video clip, but it's only a couple minutes, but there's an audio where you can hear that. And, you know, and when I walked in there, you know, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to say. I wrote down four words. You know how we used to write in school? Well, I don't know if you did it, Valerie, but I did. Little stuff in the palm of your hand. And I could not get this presentation together. I just could not authentically do it because I still had so much in me. So right before I went on, I wrote down, I am upset, disappointed. And I forget what the other one, upset, disappointed, and hurt. And those are the only three words that I knew I was going to say. And, girl, they said, okay, the people that came on, that were supposed to come on before me, they were running late, so they moved my time up.
Oh, wow.
Need I say more?
Talking about being prepared.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, God put the words in my mouth. It was like, it was phenomenal. Got, you know, just got great response from it and great, testimonials from it. And I've actually built my talks and things, working on a book and stuff, all from it. So it's really weird because Judith Williamson, who is the director, she gave me that. She said, okay, I know exactly what I want you to go, what your topic's going to be. Here's your topic, you know. So it's like I wasn't ready for it, but God knew you're ready for it. I didn't think I was ready for it, but I was ready for it.
Wow.
Again, you know, allowing yourself to just embrace every opportunity and do not, this is the most important thing I feel in saying yes to success, is step away from the how, because the how gets you stuck. When you start figuring, well, how am I going to do this? Well, how am I going to come up with this money? Well, how am I going to do this? It begins to be a big old weight on you. And you don't do anything. Just ask yourself, okay, all right, this is what I'm led to do. What do I need to do? What meaning make your list of what it is you need to have in tools or in preparation, and where do I begin? Replace the how with what and where, you know, and take the rest of it out and just trust. Just trust your instincts, because I think we all have great instincts. I mean, how many times have we said, oh, girl, I should have left that man alone. I kept getting red flags, but I ignored him, or I shouldn't have did this, or, you know, I knew I was going to get, you know, my health was going to get bad because I kept doing these things and I knew better, you know. So we have instincts. We have instincts. My kids will tell you in a minute, Mom, you got some great instincts, because I know when they're in trouble and they ain't even opened up their mouth. Aren't you the same way, Valerie?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I can definitely identify with that, what you were saying.
Yeah, so trust your instincts and know that you have everything inside you. You truly do. And just go for it. And, hey, this is a new year. This is a new year. Don't waste your space right here on earth that the good Lord has given you. Go out there and turn your dreams into reality. Remember, you are the architecture of your life. You are in control. If it's meant to be, it is up to you. But you know what? You don't have to do it alone. You got Valerie Nelson Parker, great author, coach, speaker. You got Raven Blair Davis. She ain't too bad either. And you got so many others out there that are just waiting to assist you and want to assist you. Just like Valerie, one of the leading people, one of the first people that said, yeah, I'll help you. Yeah, I'll let you interview me. Nobody knew me. Nobody knew me. You know, little did I know I hadn't even came up with the talk show Maven thing. It was just Raven, you know, and I want to interview. Hadn't quite figured it out, but along the journey I have, and wow, has it been amazing, just for, you know, allowing yourself to do what's in you. So do it. It's meant for you to do it. It is. Trust that and say yes to success, my friends.
Yes. You know, one of the things I got to tell you, Raven, is those times they used to call me, I want to thank you so much for doing so, because you caused me to get up out of bed. Because,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times when you know that there's something for you to do, but you don't quite know what that is and what you're supposed
mm-hmm.
to be doing. And I always say on this show, I said, it's not about you. It's always about what God wants to do through you. And
mm-hmm.
I thank God for people like you that called me, and you know, pulled me up out of that bed, pulled the covers from over my head and said, you know, get up out of your moping and your pity party and stuff. And, you know, it's stuff you got to be doing. I need you to speak into my life. I need you to make manifest these things here. I need you to become a functional being. If you dry up, I dry up. So that goes back to that road of assignment. Even when Jesus was in the Word of God, when he was walking down the road and he joined the disciples, you know, the mere fact that they knew that there was greatness on that road with them gave them the strength to move on to the next level. And that's how it is as we journey on in the paths that we're doing right now. As long as we know that there's somebody there symbolically holding our hands up, we can do it. We can be successful because of the fact that we know that it's not about us. It's about the destiny that God has tied up in us to connect with someone else. And I got a call today. I was just so bloated. I'm telling you. Now, you know, I was blessed enough to put 4 children through college. 2 went through successfully getting their master's. And my daughters are going. They're a little slower than the boys, but the boys were focused. And I always said, and Shirley could attest to this, I always said, well, I guess, you know, as long as I got the kids to have their degrees and stuff, mommy could ride under theirs because I invested it in them. Well,
there you go.
Today I got a call saying that I am going to get an honorary doctorate degree.
Oh, my goodness. Woohoo!
April 28th. They're in Houston.
Are you serious? Here in Houston?
Wow,
that's amazing. Congratulations.
Houston.
Wow.
So you got to do what you do when you think nobody is looking.
Oh, wow, and that's amazing.
And
that's
God
awesome.
Honored. So I was just, like, so blessed. So I said, when she said honorary doctorate, I said, is that a real degree?
Oh, girl, that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. Kudos to you. Right at the beginning of the year, you know.
Yes.
You know, you're going to get it in April, but just to get that call. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I've actually spoken to quite a few people toward the end of last year and even at the beginning of this year. And everybody, you know, just really are embracing this new year, and they're really looking forward to it. I'm not hearing a lot of people down in the dumps like we did a couple years ago, Val, or even a year ago. So that's really cool. I'm just so excited, just thrilled with excitement for myself, of course, but for each and every one that's tuning in, you know, for this opportunity. I mean, first of all, hey, we made it. Yay.
Yeah.
We're here, okay? We're here, and a lot of people didn't make it, sadly. A lot of loved ones and family members that we all have and friends did not make it. So how dare us? How dare us waste this space? How dare us continue complaining when you got people out there really suffering, people out there that can't live their dream because either they passed away or their life right now is looking like, you know, they have no options, you know, and we sit here still complaining, still, you know, just not getting it together. Well, you know, time's up for that. Time is out for all that. It is. You know, you are here. If you, you know, God bless you to wake up and get up, take advantage of every moment. Take advantage of every moment. Embrace every moment. Say your affirmations. Listen to your CDs. Listen to your audios. Listen. Watch your positive videos. Get away from the Nancy Grace. I mean, I like watching Nancy Grace from time to time, but I tell you after that, bro, I'll be, like, depressed. I mean, you know. You know, but, yeah, listen to something that's positive and uplifting. There's so many things out there. I mean, we're all human. We all have our little things. I'm a Housewife fan. I mean, reality shows, they get me. But I'm telling you, that's, like, less than 5% of my life, less than 5% of my life. The 95% is I'm reaching out there for some good old positive information because you need it. You need it. You got to grab it. You got to hold on to it, and you got to embrace it. You got to start your day with affirmations. You got to start your day with prayer. Start your day with meditation. Start your day, you know, with some quiet time, some me time, know where you're going, know where your destiny is, you know, have that plan. Mary Kay Ash says, you know, you got to make a plan, you got to work that plan. You can't just write it down and not work it. You know, it's all about work. There's some hard work. My dad used to say, put some elbow grease in it, girl. You know, you got to really, really just, hey, you know, it's your time. It's your time to shine, but you got to grab it. You got to embrace it. You got to step away from the fear. I can't say that enough. I've had to do it. Valerie's had to do it. Anybody that's anybody has had to do it. You got to build your own self up. You got to toot your own horn. Toot, toot. It's okay. just don't get crazy with it. You know, toot your own horn if that's what it takes, you know, so that you can believe in yourself, so that you can know that you have everything inside. And yes, 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 trust me and Valerie that it is definitely time for you to say yes to success. But you got to want it. We can't want it more for you, or nobody can want it more for you than you want for yourself. It won't work.
Mm-hmm. You know, Raven, I watched this show called Unsung, and it features entertainers that were really phenomenal entertainers. They are far better than those entertainers that we're hearing right now. And it's like, why, you know, they're unsung. So I'm bringing that up to say to those of you that are listening, don't let your dreams be unsung.
Don't let your dreams be unsung. I'm telling you. And if your dream is business, I have a gift for your audience. Can I give it to them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just released my Careers from the Kitchen Table second edition book. It's about 50 inspiring stories of everyday people like you and I who, you know, talk about how they started their business, how they got over their challenges, and they leave 7 recipes for success. So, you know, you got all these recipes for success in the book. You got these incredible stories. And then we have 6 of our experts' interviews with the transcripts and the audios in it, Kim Kiyosaki. We also have Michael Senoff, Khalid Glover, Diana Nightingale, Earl Nightingale's Little, Brian Tracy. You know, so we have Fran Harris, who used to play with the NBA, I think, women's basketball team. So you get their audio, you get their transcripts, you get these 50 inspiring stories. We even have recipes, Valerie, over I think it's 30 recipes, quick and easy recipes, under 20 minutes for the busy entrepreneur. It's the Careers from the Kitchen Table, second edition, Home Business Directory. And the first 10 people that give me a call, 800-431-0842. You will get the link to the ebook. That's 800-431-0842, 800-431-0842. And just say, Raven, I want that Careers from the Kitchen Table book. Leave me your email address, and we'll make sure that you get the link when it goes out. I think it goes out tomorrow. It'll be turned into a paperback next week. So grab that book. You'll love it. Love it. Over 8 hours of audios in there, and that's my gift to the first 10 people of your listeners. Valerie?
Well, I want to be one of those first 10 people.
Okay. Well, you know you got one.
Yeah. So those of you that have joined the show and, you know, came in late, I'm interviewing Raven Blair Davis, who's a celebrity interviewer herself, an award-winning host. She's an author, a speaker, and just a gift to the planet. So those of you that missed it, replay the show with Raven Blair Davis. And Raven, I'd like you to give some closing remarks. We are just about out of time. How individuals can connect with you, how they can get your show. And those of you who miss it and can't get it, just keep replaying the show until you get the information that she's about to give you right now. It has indeed
been a
pleasure.
I really appreciate it. And, you know, I look forward to having you on my network. You got my email, girl. Get back
yes,
to me on that.
Thank
okay?
you.
All right. Amazing Women of Power, I'm so proud to say, is my radio station now. And we launched it September 15th of 2011. I walked away from CNN and CBS and said, it's my time to shine without the shackles. And God said, hey, it's time for you to have your own network and train amazing women how to be a talk show host and give them their time. And so that's what we've done, Amazing Women of Power. You can go to that.com, amazingwomenofpower.com, or the short URL is AWOP, like Paul, talk success247.com. When you get there, subscribe to the newsletter and get talk your way to success. It is free, and they'll tell you how you can make some ka-ching-ka-ching just talking. So I love that. My shows are careersfromthekitchentable.com. That's careersfromthekitchentable.com. Look on there to the right. You'll see a blue box that has a headset, archives, tons and tons of interviews of everybody, too many people to name. Russell Simmons interview is on front. And J.B. Smoove, who also hosted, I think, New Year's celebration on the network.
Okay.
He's
we
there
got 10
too.
Seconds left.
All right, everyone. Thank you, Valerie. I appreciate you. Again, 800-431-0842, 800-431-0842. Get your free copy. Valerie, 2012, girl, you ready to say yes to success?
Amen. Let's say yes to success. Thank you for joining another Hot Topics from the Soul. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thanks, Valerie.